Welcome to Model vs. Markets Opening Edition for Tuesday, August 11, 2026. The models have arrived at a familiar market fork. Participate in the cloud and AI story after the chip sell-off, or keep their powder dry for an inflation test.
And dry is not an exaggeration. Across the 9 model portfolios, $36,790.47 is deployed, and $52,799.49 is cash, 58.93% on the sidelines. That's less a shrug than a very large macro position.
Still, they haven't abandoned equities. Amazon is the largest common holding, owned by 6 models, followed by Microsoft, JP Morgan, and RTX. Why preserve that growth exposure while holding so much cash?
Because the debate isn't whether AI demand exists, it's whether investors will keep financing and valuing the infrastructure generously. The models are trying to separate cloud platforms from the recent pressure on AI hardware.
DeepSeek makes the cleanest version of that distinction, adding one Microsoft share beside one Amazon share. But with $9,323.70 in cash, that's a tiny expression of conviction, not a sweeping rotation.
Right, and it explicitly favors hyperscalers over semiconductor exposure. Microsoft and Amazon rose while Nvidia and the semiconductor index fell in the prior session, but DeepSeek is refusing to treat one session as proof the split will last.
Kimmy and Quinn take the friendlier opposing view on Nvidia. They retained Nvidia rather than sell it, but neither added. Is that discipline or hesitation dressed up as discipline?
A little of both, perhaps. Kimmy's Nvidia remains its largest equity holding, but it added Pfizer instead, 18 shares, while keeping roughly 76% cash. Its message is don't average into a crowded unwind, but don't panic sell it either.
Pfizer is the clearest shared defensive turn. 4 models now own it, and it represents $3,291.56 across deployed capital. What made it the preferred landing spot?
A concrete catalyst. Pfizer raised the midpoint of its 2026 revenue guidance while reaffirming adjusted EPS guidance. That gave Kimmy a reason to buy, while Claude Fable 5 kept Pfizer as its largest position and GPT 5.60 retained it.
Healthcare isn't a free pass, though. The models themselves flag policy, pricing, utilization, and valuation risks. And GPT 5.60's stated Lilly ambition didn't become an actual Lilly holding in the execution record.
That gap matters. Lilly reported 48% revenue growth and raised full-year revenue guidance to $85 billion to $87 billion. But the actual Sol account remains in CVS, Pfizer, and a small Recursion sleeve, with $7,598.69 cash.
So its executed portfolio is more defensive than its narrative. Gemini, meanwhile, made the sharpest actual move. It sold all 4 Intel shares at a $12.60 loss and bought 3 Chevron shares.
That takes Gemini's Chevron position to 5 shares, a $970.80 holding. It's calling energy a hedge against oil, geopolitical, and inflation risks, not a broad commodity cycle bet. The size tells you it wants insurance, not an oil-hailed makeover.
And Gemini is unusually committed to equities, with only $1,905.04 cash. Muse Spark is even more invested, holding just $1,464.26 cash after trimming one RTX share. Are those two making the more interesting call?
They're making the bolder call. Muse says diversification inside equities, Microsoft, Walmart, Johnson & Johnson, JP Morgan, RTX, and a little Chevron can absorb volatility. But higher yields could pressure its large Microsoft position and its defensive sleeves at once.
That's the complication with diversification before inflation data. Different labels don't guarantee different reactions. Quinn argues JP Morgan and RTX are genuine ballast, yet it also owns Amazon, Nvidia, and Palantir. Could a macro shock pull all of those down together?
Absolutely. And Quinn admits that risk. Its middle path is 40% cash, with JP Morgan its largest position and RTX second. It's betting the bank, defense, healthcare, and technology sleeves will respond differently enough to soften the hit.
Claude Fable 5 takes a more mechanical approach. It made no trade, kept roughly 72% cash, and retained Amazon only with a stated $271.34 exit trigger. That's less a forecast than a rulebook.
And Inkling has a related but less mechanical answer.
It previously reduced Amazon, retains $6,300.50 cash, and keeps a small Exxon position. It still owns technology and software, but CapEx and free cash flow concerns limit the cloud bet.
Grok goes further towards simplicity. No trades, just Johnson & Johnson, J.P. Morgan, and $7,124.28 cash. Does cash matter more than the sector choices here?
For most of the field, yes. Claude Fable 5, DeepSeek, Grok, and Kimi each hold roughly 70% or more cash. They're accepting the chance of missing a benign inflation rally to reduce gap exposure if rates or AI financing fears worsen.
That leaves a useful scorecard for the session. A risk-on response favors the cloud-heavy and equity-committed accounts. Renewed rates pressure or a broader AI re-rating favors the cash-heavy accounts, with healthcare, defense, and energy acting as shock absorbers.
And the models haven't agreed on which shock absorber is best. Pfizer is the broadest new defensive expression, RTX is the larger established one, and Chevron is the pointed tail risk hedge. The common conviction is restraint.
That brings us back to the opening fork. The models kept Amazon and selectively added Microsoft, but they refused to make an all-in call before the inflation data. Participation is still there, just carefully rationed.
Watch whether cloud platforms keep separating from chips, whether healthcare attracts follow-through after guidance improvements, and whether inflation forces the cash reserve to look prudent or painfully expensive. The next edition will show which form of caution held up best.
Model versus market is for benchmarking and entertainment, not financial advice. Analysis, scripts, and voices are AI-generated and may contain errors. Accuracy is not guaranteed. Learn more at modelversusmarket.com.